100 word stories.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm back. This is the 100 word stories weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The website is at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and, well, still alive. Yeah, the leg, whatever, blood clot, strain, pull. It's easing up. Although I'm going to the doctor tomorrow to make sure that everything's okay. And the sofa had a major breakage. So, new one should arrive Saturday. I'll figure where to sit for the next week of work. Maybe I'll work from outside. Weather's not going to be too bad. We'll see. Anyway. You didn't come here to listen to that kind of stuff. You came here to listen to some stories on the topic of as far as the eye can see. And as far as the eye can see, well, I'm grateful for all the well wishes once again. It's been an interesting ride this past few months. And I don't know. Here's the stories. I hope you enjoy them. After all, you wrote them.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called As Far as the Eye Can See. Better now. Better now. Sally the optician had stopped caring long before Harry sat in the chair. Harry wasn't bothered either. He'd made silly mistakes at work, so they'd sent him for an eye test. But they were paying and it was in company time. Better now. Harry started randomly saying what made him see clearer. Better now. Sally prescribed glasses that would make things much worse at his work. And the receptionist, who was concentrating on counting the hours till home time, typed the amount wrong in the card reader, and this mistake quadrupled the bill. No one ever noticed. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 886 with the prompt of As Far as the Eye Can See. Being the compulsive and excessive person that I am, I tried to write a Bilbert episode last week, but I just kept thinking about Roger. I've had a week to compartmentalize, so we're back to Bilbert and Sabrina this week. Here's my story. The old man sneered at Bilbert. Your friend is nearby, but you'll never find her. Sabrina was coming around, so he sloughed her off his shoulder, took her hand, and levitated back up into the sky. They looked for where Linoleumanda could be stashed, but only the tops of trees extended as far as the eye could see. Bilbert dropped back into the cabin and set Sabrina down. You won't tell me where she is? Bilbert said, grabbed the man by the front of his robe, and shot above the trees. The man dangling, Bilbert laughed. Don't tell, just point. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Greetings, this is Jay Ranimus. I'm back again for weekly challenge number 886 with the topic, As Far as the Eye Can See. Today's story is called Dramatic Irony Bites Like a Rabid Monkey. Our hero had been exposed to enough genie media that he should have known about the mischief behind genie's wish-granting. I guess something about the spectacle of a genie erupting from a magic lamp disrupts rational thought, because when Harvey found himself in this fantastical scenario, he didn't even pause before he wished. First, I want to be a licensed realtor. Next, I want to get into the millionaire's real estate market. Then, I want to dominate that market as far as I can see. These were the words that have haunted him since the accident that blinded him. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, As Far As the Eye Can See. It's called All This. I remember the day my father stood at my side and proclaimed, "One day, all this, as far as the eye can see, will be yours." I looked at him cynically. "But, Dad, I can only see as far as the back wall. That's what, 20 feet? He nodded sagely. "Therein lies an important lesson. You're stuck with what life gives you. Even if it's small, appreciate its worth." I took his words to heart. Sold the land to a property developer for a small fortune, and bought a country estate that extends as far as the eye can see. Job done. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. As far as the eye can see, the blue ocean, a nothingness filled with promises of many tomorrows, a certainty of the soul, a timeless motion forward, perhaps even... What on earth are you talking about, man? The raft drifted aimlessly. "We're lost. We're going to die. And you're blabbering crazy stuff." "No, I'm not." "Yes, you'll start seeing things soon."
"You mean like that dragon?"
"Yes, like that dragon." "Oh, good grief, man, there are no dragons."
"The dragon swallowed them whole and burped."
"Not tasty." "Not tasty at all. Skinny. Dehydrated humans. Nope. Never again. Heartburn was a killer."
This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, my people. Tom's here. And my story this evening is Major Tom. As far as the eye can see, there were stars. It takes a bit getting used to the stationary effect. On Earth, the stars spin across the horizon. In space, the dance is frozen. There's no up or down or much of a right or a left. The sense of falling is overwhelming. I time my breathing to the beating of my heart and fix my focus on a single star. The light I see left that star millions of years ago. Any civilization that light fell upon has long since turned to dust. When the oxygen runs out, so will I. And a continuation to As to the Reason of My Absence. I didn't write for about a year. Figured it was the end of my podcasting career. From time to time, I would listen to the challenge. I noted Norval Joe was close to having his first 100 stories in a row. I wanted to celebrate that milestone, so I wrote a story to him. And then one next week, one foot in front of the other. That was many years ago, over a decade. I have Phil to thanks for my return. I promised myself I would never let events keep me from posting weekly. Then Death 2 happened, Jim. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Thank you. This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It crops up all over the place. On banknotes, coats of arms, seals, and in the insignia of clubs, societies, and religious orders, all over the world. It is the all-seeing eye. And it pervades every aspect of our lives. Watching our activities, monitoring our every move, and overseeing our transactions. Nothing is hidden, nothing is secret, and our lives are laid bare before it. It's watching you. And you'd better be sure that what it sees is good, wholesome, and charitable. Because there will be consequences. And, as far as the eye can see, yours will be unfortunate.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the subject, As Far As the Eye Can See. God created three minor gods, who knew God not. They contended who should rule the world. I will have as far as the eye can see, said the first, whose eyesight was so sharp he could see the back of his own head. He rules the lands of the earth. The second claimed, as far as the eye cannot see. Everything that is underground became his realm. The third claimed, that which lies between, and so rules the waters and waterways. The three dispute their boundaries, and this creates storms, earthquakes, and tsunamis. God looks down and does not speak.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I went down the stairs, opened the vault doors, and looked down the corridor. Alcoves along stone walls, niches with bones as far as the eye could see. The old friar patted me on the shoulder. One day you will join them. I walked along the corridor. Sometimes there was a worn, rusty plaque, fragments of paper, chalk marks on the stone wall. Only they know who they were. 40 years later, I am the one wearing the robes, leading acolytes down the stairs to the vault doors, and reminding them that they're mortal, and telling them, make your life count.
Well, there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of As Far As the Eye Can See. And I've got some good ones in. Thank you all for being a part of this. And the next topic is going to be intake. I was about to post the title of this one as intake, and the next week is As Far As the Eye Can See. That was going to be my mistake of the week. We'll see what the mistake of the week turns out to be. That should just pop in a DVD. Put my feet up. I mean, I'm fine sleeping. Anyway. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.